Welcome to the Manifesting Doll podcast. I'm Barbara Orban from No Diet Babe. I'm a spiritual mindset coach and weight loss expert. If you are a spiritual babe wanting to up-level your life around your body, health, wellness, spirituality, law of attraction and manifestation, then this is the podcast for you. I'm here to give you the tools, teachings, and strategies to manifest the body and life of your dreams. As spiritual babes, we know to focus on love as opposed to fear. So get ready to learn how to implement spiritual teachings to weight loss, wellness, and your daily life coming from a place of love and abundance. This is a celebration of how we can shift our inner perception of ourselves and watch our outer selves shift. You can become the best version of yourself, and I'm here to help. So let's get started. Hey babes, welcome to the Manifesting Doll podcast. I'm Barbara Orban from nodietbabe.com and hope you babes are having a lovely, lovely day. This actually is kind of like a bonus episode for you babes. Like, I know that there was an episode that I missed out on because I usually do 2 episodes per week, and last week I only did 1 episode. So consider this the catch-up episode for you babes. And today's episode is kind of a little scary, kind of a little exciting, because I just want to be really, really transparent with you guys. But before I get to the actual nitty gritty and the goss of today's podcast episode, I just wanted to make an exciting announcement because my Manifest Weight Loss course has actually been closed, and Manifest Weight Loss course is the 3-day program to master your mindset to shed excess weight for life. So it's a really popular course for those wanting the law of attraction perspective on weight loss and how to start implementing law of attraction for weight loss. And it's one of my really most popular courses. And I've had a lot of emails for people wanting to get on the wait list. Now, because I absolutely love this course, right? But the next kind of law of attraction perspective, spiritual manifestation perspective to go deeper in your weight loss manifestation is actually Emerge. So if you've done the Academy is more like has more psychology-based approach with some law of attraction, but also intuitive eating and macros. So it's a very kind of, it's a very different approach and kind of has different aspects of implementing. It's heavy on the mindful eating stuff. It's heavy on how to gauge hunger and fullness signals. That's the Academy, yeah? Whereas Manifest Weight Loss course is very much about brainwashing your mind to see how like attracts like and how important it is to apply law of attraction to weight loss. Whereas Emerge is like the next step for the ultimate course for the spiritual babe, okay? Because the Academy is a little bit different because it's not as in-depth with law of attraction language. So Emerge is really for you spiritual nerds out there who are very like up with the lingo of spiritual stuff, whereas Academy is more, it's a little bit softer on that approach, if that makes sense. Like, it's for people, I've had many people do the Academy who have no understanding of manifestation, and it's been a nice intro for them. Whereas Emerge is very much more in depth. It's for people who already have spiritual knowledge, already have manifestation knowledge, and it's like much deeper. So basically, Manifest Weight Loss course plus Emerge is such a great bundle in order for you to understand fully your emotional weight issue, okay? Because like I've said many times before, our behaviors are linked in with our emotions, and a lot of the time we become conditioned to disconnect from our genuine hunger. And Emerge is like that next step for teaching you how to manifest weight loss, because the course very much has how to really, really get deeper into becoming a vibrational match to weight loss. And the worksheets, I really love the pretty like printable out worksheets because I have a step-by-step process on which questions to ask and fill out on the worksheet to get your shift happening, to emerge as the real you. That's really what this is about, because honest to God, I feel like I've stripped away the shit and the conditioning of the dieting stuff that I've learned and emerged as my true self. What is that? Being really connected to who you are and how you want to feel, basically. This is weight loss manifestation is a byproduct of you becoming your true self and also feeling how you actually want to feel. Because at the end of the day, what you're yearning for is actually a feeling. And so I really want to talk about, I really want to convey how important it is for many of you to understand how your emotions are linked into your weight. And so Emerge and weight loss manifestation is your perfect bundle for your spiritual weight loss manifestation. So basically this bundle is available for 5 days. So you've got 5 days to get a chance to purchase this Emerge and Weight Loss Manifestation bundle, because currently Weight Loss Manifestation isn't available. And like I was saying, heaps of people have contacted me wanting to be on the wait list, but I really want people to understand this, this stuff around emotional eating. And I guess the other day I called it disconnected eating, because it's like sometimes we're not emotional and we still eat, but we're disconnected and we wonder why. We wonder why our actions aren't aligning with our desire. And why don't our actions align with our desire? They don't, because we're disconnected. Okay, so it's about the disconnected eating. Okay, so sometimes it isn't just about calling it emotional eating. It's like it's disconnected eating. Okay, and that's why Emerge is such a good course for you if you're struggling to manifest weight loss. Okay, so anyway, that link is going to be in the show notes. It's also in the Instagram bio. It will be on Facebook. So check that one out. Okay, but anyway, let's get to the nitty-gritty of today's episode. Yeah, like sometimes I share stuff about my particular journey, because I mean, when it comes to weight and body stuff, when it comes to food stuff, it's like I've so fully overcome it that actually in any issues around weight manifestation stuff doesn't actually really come up for me. And every single time it comes up, I tell you guys about it because I'm like, oh wow, like this reminds me of how it used to be like when I had trouble. Because if I'm being 100% honest with you guys, which I always like want to be honest with you guys, is that I became so good around food and weight that it almost was like difficult to remember times when it was tough. And last night I was looking back at my journals, and I actually shared a whole bunch of journals with my mastermind group. So my intuitive macro babes, which I mean, it's called intuitive macros, but like thinking about it now, like it's really a weight loss manifestation mastermind. And it's really a group coaching situation where we really dive deep into their weight loss manifestation and we coach around that. And because I speak to the girls quite regularly through our Voxer support, I shared with them many, many pages of my journaling from 7 years ago, which gave them insight into how I used to be and also how I used to journal certain self-talk to try and program a new way of thinking. So that was pretty much what I did on a repeated basis to rewire my subconscious. And now that process is very ingrained, so it's much easier for me than it was 7 years ago. But it is the exact same process that allowed me to manifest weight loss, okay? So that's what's really important to understand, that it's these certain things that I teach that actually resulted in me being who I am. And that was 7 years ago. Can you see how it wasn't exactly overnight weight loss? It wasn't like I just applied it and then boom, like weight just started coming off. Like, it was a process, because everyone's really different, but I found that I was really, really screwed up around food and weight. If you haven't yet listened to it, like listen to, I think it is episode 8. So it's like one of my first few episodes where I actually just tell you all of my issues, and I run through like basically a year by year recollection of like how screwed up I was around food and weight. And that kind of give you some insight. But I had really, really negative thought patterns around food and weight. And I noticed this in like 100% of my clients too, that they have the same way of thinking I used to. And then it's like, you see how different my thinking is now, and then notice how my reality is different. And that's not a coincidence, because I changed my patterns, I changed my subconscious, I changed that, and then my reality ended up different. Now, because I'm so practiced in this, and because my neural pathways have really formed in this particular way, my identity is different. The way I present myself and the way that I appear in my reality is different. My behavior is different. Do you get what I'm trying to say? Like, it's that who you are on an identity level comes from your subconscious. And when I reprogrammed that, who I am and my behaviors changed on an outer level. But it started from within, okay? Like I've said previously, when you change the seed, you'll get a different fruit, okay? So that's what this is about. It's about changing the seed. And so I've spoken about like when I've come back from Bali and how I felt like my eating got a bit off balance and stuff. And that was like when I eat really restrictively, or when I like I lost my appetite because it was really hot. And when I came back, it was that contrast. That's more like a practical thing, but not for like the last few years have I really had like an emotional thing. That was more of a practical thing. Whereas in the last, I don't know, when was it? A few weeks, I've had an emotional thing that came up that kind of reminded me why what I do works. And I was explaining this to the Intuitive Macro Babes as well. Like, it's easy for me to see the contrast in when I switch something up and I change something, how it doesn't work. Versus when you've not practiced a certain thing in manifestation. It's like when you first start manifesting stuff and you've not got any confidence in manifesting that particular thing, you can be like, where the fuck is it? Like how is this going to happen? Or you don't quite, like, there's this sense of powerlessness around whether or not it's going to work. And with weight stuff, I feel very powerful or empowered around it because I can see the contrast between what works and what doesn't work. And I was reminded of this when I kind of got caught up in stuff. And I'm going to explain what I mean by this. So every now and again, I try to test myself in certain ways. So it's like, okay, when I was losing weight a few years ago, when I first started out, I started counting macros. And back then it was really an aligned thing for me to do because I had to reverse diet out of my low calorie stuff. And that was really like important part that I teach the girls in Intuitive Macros is that it's nice to kind of understand how easy it is to maintain your weight and also how easy it is to train yourself to eat more food, right? And to become more comfortable around eating more food. And I feel like that helps manifest weight loss because it takes away some of that drama and restrictive energy. And although it can be hard to gain momentum in weight loss when you've got prior metabolic, not just metabolic kind of issues, but that feeling of this can't work, it can be harder to get that momentum going in actual weight loss, I find. But definitely, I think that that's an important thing because when somebody's already low calorie, like I've said in previous episodes, there's nowhere to go. Like you can't go even lower when you're already low calorie. Do you know what I mean? It's like you can't, like you're just really depriving your system of food. And so it's always helpful to increase and then decrease again. Which is what I help clients do. So basically, I like to kind of challenge myself sometimes or test certain things out. And I guess also too with, I don't expose myself to a lot of personal trainers because I feel like a lot of people who have a different energy to me around food and weight, it can affect me and like whenever I'm in the dieting mentality, I can tell that I go a little bit off balance. And so it was interesting because I was talking to this personal trainer who's a friend of a friend. And I think like it was this real like energy of like discipline. And like I've talked about it before. I think that was around when I did that episode around discipline and the energy of food and exercise. And it's like this forceful masculine approach to eating rather than how I prefer to do it, which is really like intuitive and flowy and stuff like that. And it's like I've found what works for me, and then I keep on getting surprised when I try and do something that's from a different energy and why it doesn't work. And it's like, well, duh, Barbara, you figured out who you are and what aligns with you. And then why do you have to keep worrying about how other people do it? You know what I mean? So it was a sense of that because it's like I'm in this weight loss industry and then you've got all these people doing it differently. And yes, I agree with certain things that they say, but at the same time, it isn't about the action, it's about the energy. And when somebody comes at me with this real like dieting energy, I'm just like, oh my God, like I can't handle this. And so I was trying to like play, I guess you could call it like playing with the edges. So what I mean by this is like playing with where I can take my energy. Where can I take my energy and still get away with something or still achieve something? And I realized like how important what I teach is and also how that like because people can – I notice that sometimes people can – when I talk to clients and stuff like that, they feel like they're different to me or their ego tells them that they can't achieve what I have because they're somehow different or they're lacking in some sort of way. And I think that this was a real, this has happened also as a means of me showing you that this system works when you apply it for a long enough time, because when I don't apply it properly, I can waver back into how I used to be. And so an example of this is when I got my body fat tested. You guys will know if you have listened in on podcasts and you follow my stories. I got my body fat tested and it told me I'm at 20%. And I was like, I was like, oh, you know, like I haven't trained like I used to train. I used to lift quite heavy, and nowadays I do like more like body weight exercises. I do more Pilates type things. I do more classes. I'm just inspired to do different things, and I want to like do stuff that's more about me being passionate about it, rather than having to change my body in a certain way or having to have, I guess, like just that real dieting energy about it. Anyway, so I had it done and I felt fine, and then I was like, I did set a goal that I want to go to the gym more, and I have been training a lot more than I used to, in the sense that I did kind of have like a time where it was so connected to my dieting that I didn't train as often. And like I was saying, if you've followed some of my podcast episodes, there was a point where I wanted to do like bodybuilding competitions, like fitness modeling. And I was very, very serious about like bodybuilding type stuff. And I think that also unfortunately was when I was at my worst emotional eating wise. And so the two kind of became associated in my brain, and I kind of felt this like resentment towards weight training in a way. And then I kind of just thought to myself, I don't want to be that person anymore, even though I kind of am. So there was like a bit of resistance around that type of exercise, like the actual weight training type stuff. And nowadays I'm just like, I don't have to put myself in a category, all right? And this is what I want you guys to understand too. You don't have to put yourself in some sort of a category. You can just be intuitive about it and be like wishy-washy around how you want to train and what you want to do. Like I've done all sorts of shit. I've done like yoga, I've done Pilates, I've done CrossFit, I've done like whatever, like I've done dancing, I've done, you know, this and that. And it's like that can change depending on how you feel. And what doesn't have to change is the way, like your body doesn't have to fluctuate. Or what I mean by that is you don't have to gain weight when you change something or when you stop a certain type of exercise. And what I really want you to do is to feel into that, because when your weight is really closely linked with exercise, yes, exercise can benefit your body. And I want you to, you know, be positive about that. But there's also the negative aspect of that where you kind of have a relationship with exercise where when you stop, then you gain weight. And that's what we don't want, okay? And it's like, so anyway, what I was saying is that pretty much like I had my body fat measured, and I was like, it was like... I had this feeling of like maybe I should set a goal, maybe I should improve definition, I should build some more muscle mass or something like, you know, something like that. And this is actually really interesting because I explain this to clients, right? It doesn't matter what you look like on the exterior, you can have negative thoughts on the inside about certain things. And so generally, if I have a photo of myself that I find unflattering or whatever, and I notice a negative thought, I have a process that I do to try and transfer that energy from negative to positive and try and feel more positive about myself. So I went through that process in my journals that I shared with my mastermind group yesterday, where it was like, I had to learn not to have such a dramatic view of myself and to view myself in such a negative light. And let me just stress how important it is that people can have body dysmorphia or dislike their bodies at any size. Like literally, I spoke about this the other day on a podcast episode where I said that I spoke to somebody whose girlfriend has a six pack and they think that they're fat. And it's like, It's seriously about the inner world and focusing on that. And seriously, when your thoughts become to turn negative on the inside, or you set a goal and somehow you're really getting caught up in thinking about this body goal throughout the day, and you disconnect from your body, you will have trouble having control around food. And I felt that way briefly for a few days, where I felt like my energy was off and I felt a sense of emotional hunger come back. And it was really weird because I haven't had that in years. But then again, I've not set myself a challenge like that. And it was like really interesting how it shifted my energy quite easily. And as soon as I shifted my energy into that place, it was like a glimpse of old Barbara came back. And it was really weird because it was like, yeah, it was like, holy shit, this shit does work. It's just that you have to apply it long enough to see the result, like any kind of manifestation, right? Duh. And yeah, like it was a really interesting experience for me. I think it was really relevant to share with you guys, because it's like, okay, so here's what I want you to take away from this, right? Okay, so what happened is that my thoughts really started to get consumed in my body, which is exactly what I teach in Emerge to how to shift out of that. So it's actually really important that you take note of how you want to feel, okay? And that's really what Emerge is all about, tapping deeper into how, like, being a vibrational match to what you want, okay? Now, it's also got the practical strategies that even to this day, like I literally just applied it over the last week or so to come out of this feeling of, oh my God, like what's happened to me type feeling. And I just felt like ice cream and chocolate all of a sudden. And I was like, who is this woman? Like, and like how I came out of it, like really in a matter of days. And it's like, now I feel more back on track because I just apply the same stuff that I teach. I literally just apply it. And then it's obviously easier to get a quicker result once you've really applied it. But it's the same thing. Like I literally just received a DM from a girl who, took my courses, I think it was late last year, and she's lost 5 kilos, which is like over 10 pounds. So it's like, and she's saying that she's still listening to the content, to really, like, constantly she's listening to it to kind of like reinforce everything and continue to implement it. And yeah, like I still apply this stuff, you guys. I still notice my thought patterns, notice whether or not those thought patterns and beliefs are positively influencing me or negatively influencing me. Are they helpful? Are they unhelpful? And I shift them. It's really important do you know what? And I think this is really important. Okay. This is like just come to me right now. I really wanted to say this. It's like when you set a goal from a place of ego, and I was listening to Lacey Phillips' manifestation content, and she said this, and it really resonated with me because I was like, yes, and so much yes. And she said that when you are trying to manifest something from ego, it doesn't really work. Like say you want to buy a car so you can impress, like you want to be rich to impress others, or you want a car to impress others, or you want to lose weight to impress others, right? Or it's like not even impressing others, it's like it's coming from a place of ego, right? And yes, a certain aspect of me did want to lose weight for like about my appearance, but it's almost like my core approach and the core energy comes from love, yeah? And if you love and accept yourself already, there's an aspect where you surrender and you're like, I'm just doing this to look after myself and I genuinely care about myself and that's why I'm doing this. There's that aspect of the energy. Whereas I find a lot of people, I can feel it in their energy. And I've felt this with clients as well. It's like, I need this or else. And when it's not working, I'm not happy. See how that's really ego driven. It's really like, it's not this loose, light, confident energy of like, I'm fine either way. And that's kind of where I kind of navigated into that territory last week where I was like, I've got this goal and I've got to prove that I can do it. And it was like, oh wow, this energy so doesn't work. Let me just go back to this other area that I know works. And then it was fine. But it's like, guys, it's the energy that matters. See how I was able to shift in and out and like it's not like I'm some like person that's just born to know how to do it. No, I had to learn this stuff. And it's the same way that if I don't apply it and if I'm not intentional with doing it, I will also waver and not feel good. And I will start to like waver with my eating or binge or like crave things that don't necessarily make me feel good to consume, you know? And I'm not saying don't ever have ice cream, but I had this desire to overconsume it and that didn't feel good. It didn't feel good. I felt out of alignment. And that's what I was talking about the last episode with intuitive eating, is that you have to learn this nice place where you feel like you can eat whatever you want, but you're respecting yourself and you're listening to how you feel after you have it. Sometimes I even visualize how I'm going to feel after I eat that particular food, and that helps me decide whether or not I want to eat it or how big of a portion I want to have. So anyway, it's like really, really important to understand that this type of energy work is really, really important. If you're the type of person that's struggling, like with the things I used to struggle around emotional eating, you tend to have a lot of negative body thoughts. You tend to struggle to control yourself around food. You have excessive cravings. Then the Emerge and Manifest Weight Loss Bundle is for you. And like I just said, I can waver with my energy and I just go, boom, let me just apply what I know. And then boom, shifted and it works. Okay. So for you guys that obviously that haven't ever applied it, it's like any manifestation. You have to just repeat, repeat, repeat. And like I was saying, one of the girls that did the course last year has been doing the work. She's been implementing it and applying it, and now she's lost 5 kilos, which is like over 10 pounds. So anyway, you guys, that was really the gist of it. It's like, I don't think there's anything wrong with measuring your body fat, but even for me, it kind of made me very focused on my body in a way that threw me off energetically, because I started thinking about what I could improve, and then with thinking about what I could improve, I wasn't grateful enough for what I am. And when I tipped into this place of wanting to change, it tipped kind of like from like attract like perspective. I think like my energy shifted, because I was shifting into this place of, if I want to change, I mustn't be good enough. Whereas you really need to get into this place where you take action, even if you want to change, like you're taking action, but your energy stays in the place of, I'm good enough as I am. And I don't care whether or not I change, because I'm good enough as I am. But I know I can, and I'll take action anyway. And I know that I want to take action. I feel like taking that type of action. Like, I mean, like, exercise-wise. And food-wise, it's always just being intuitive, being intentional, because like eating way too much protein just not does not agree with me. I realized that really quickly. Anyway, you guys, I hope that was helpful. Don't forget Emerge and Manifest Weight Loss Bundle. It's seriously, seriously awesome courses that you have right there available for 5 days. Make sure you check it out, www.nodietbabe.com/manifestweightloss. Anyway, I hope that helped you today. I love you guys, and I will see you in the next episode. Bye. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you loved this episode, I'd love for you to leave me an iTunes review. Don't forget to follow this podcast for more uplifting teachings to come. For more tips, inspiration, and teachings, come follow me on Instagram at NoDietBabe. Or check out my website, nodietbabe.com. Until I see you next time, babes, lots of love.